106.3 of the Fox, it is the Big Kahuna. It is a football Friday, Titan football tonight. We'll have it on air and online at 106.3thefox.com. We've got OG head coach Ken Schreiner with us. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Kahuna. I'm doing well. Thanks.
Well, we appreciate you taking time. Obviously, not the results you would have wanted last Friday, but you don't get much of an opportunity to sit there and lick your wounds. You got to get ready to go to week two.
There's no doubt about that. We looked at the film on Saturday morning, and you know, we tried to address a number of issues. Obviously, we didn't play very well, but we got to get ready to play, and this is going to be a big ball game for us tonight.
Not only is it the home opener, but it's also the league opener, and so if you ever have a time where you need to shake one off, it's certainly tonight.
That's true, and St. Mary's coming in, you know, has a whole lot riding on it. They also had a tough game last week, although it looked like they played a lot better than we did. They lost in a shootout to Sydney, and, you know, they're looking to get off to a fast start in the WBL action. And, you know, looking back to last year's game, we got them, you know, game 10 to knock them out of a solo title for the WBL championship. You know, they're going to be fired up and ready to go, and our kids better be focused and ready as well.
Well, obviously, some of the concerns that we talked about last week certainly reared their ugly head. What did you learn? What can you improve on, or what can you coach on from last week?
You know, we had to get back to basics. We met on Saturday. We felt that maybe we were a little bit too complicated with what we were trying to do with the inexperienced players that we have. So we tried to simplify things a little bit, but you can't make excuses for what happened. We've got to grow up. We've got to grow up in a hurry, and we need to play much better than we did last week.
How about some things you saw that you liked and things that you can build on?
You know, I think after halftime, we came out in the third quarter and played a little bit more aggressive. We were much more physical. And, you know, if I can mention one player, it would be Jasper Scarberry, the way he came out in his second half. And he was very physical. He kind of set the tone for our defense and did some nice things. We looked much better in the second half, especially defensively. Offensively, we still got our struggles. But, you know, hopefully that continues to grow, and hopefully we get better as we go on.
There's still 9 more weeks of football to play. And how do you get the players not to really dwell on that too much?
Well, I think the players are honestly much better at bouncing back from that than the coaches are. You know, you and I talked a little bit ago, and I haven't slept for a week, and I'm ready to get the game going just to, you know, hopefully so we do improve. But, you know, our kids are resilient, and, you know, they're young, and they're going to be able to go out and hopefully shake things off and get ready to go.
It's the home opener, so it's always good to get home to Titan Stadium.
It is, and it's Parents' Night. You know, it's a chance to recognize our parents who really do a nice job of allowing us as coaches to work with their kids. And, you know, we've made some changes, we've made some modifications, and, you know, we're going to go on from there.
We talked about this last week when we talked about some kids getting their first start. It's a little different when they're playing Titan Stadium. There's some pride on the line as they head out on the field tonight.
There is. It's always exciting to play at home. It's supposed to be a beautiful night for football.
Yeah.
And, you know, to play in front of our crowd is going to be fantastic. Our stadium looks great. Our field is in great shape, obviously, to start the season. So, you know, it's going to be an exciting atmosphere. And you know, once the fur starts flying, as they say, we hope we get to shake everything out, and hopefully we perform well.
And then another cool thing, not only is it the home opener and the league opener, but the folks from the school have put together a fundraiser or a drive to help with the folks that are going through all those horrible problems down in Texas, and people can donate tonight. They've got trailer set up. It'll be in the champion circle. Is that right?
Yeah. What a fantastic opportunity for our people in our community to share some things that they have with you know, the unfortunate events that are going on down in Texas. And, you know, it wasn't my idea. I don't take credit for that by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm proud of the way that our people in our community have stepped up time and time again for things that have happened for people that are in need. And, you know, we expect no difference. Hopefully people show up tonight and, you know, give what they can to help out the unfortunate.
That's the really cool thing about sports. Friday night football, very popular high school football here in Ohio. It's huge in Texas, and that just shows no matter where you are around the country, there's a lot of things that we have in common, and using sports as a way to bring people together, what a great opportunity for folks.
Absolutely. And, you know, a venue, it just shows how small the game is at times, you know, when you go through that. And we've been through that, our community with the flood that we had a few years ago. And, you know, we had some struggles, a number of people that were unfortunately very affected by that. So, you know, we've been there, we've seen that, and I wholeheartedly expect our people to step up.
All right, Coach, best of luck tonight against St. Mary's. We certainly look forward to a chance to get out to Titan Stadium and have some fun. And go Titans.
All right, thanks, Kahuna.